Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. The crew for the summer, Stubb runs the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer. We've got Lane Casadante at 1:30 to run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia. Ben Strober to talk NBA and the Washington Wizards Summer League roster. But it's 1 p.m. on The Fan, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
The Washington Commanders rookies report in 10 days. The vets will be there in 14. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the start of training camp, July 22nd. I believe Michael and I are going to cover training camp stub July 29th to 31st. And so... You know, I'm looking forward. I mean, we're exactly 3 weeks away from getting down there to maybe sit down with Jaden Daniels. Do I get another opportunity to sit in between Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson, throw them a chicken wing like we did at the Super Bowl? Training camp 2 weeks away. But the question of the day is, will Terry McLaurin be there for the start of training camp? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I don't see any way possible that he's not there July 22nd, because I think he's going to be there in the building either negotiating his contract, or he's going to be there in the building because a new contract will have been done. I look at Terry McLaurin as one of the ultimate good guys in the NFL. I look at what Adam Peters and Josh Harris are building in DC, and Terry McLaurin fits the mold. He fits what they're looking for. He's a culture guy. He's a team-first player. Yes, he's getting up there in age at 29, and you probably don't want him for a four-year deal, but he's coming off of another 1,000-yard receiving year. But it's the 13 touchdowns that gives Terry McLaurin all of the power in the world. And Terry and his agent know the iron will never be this hot again. This is their chance to strike right now. Get that $33 million contract per year, right? We went through the list. He should be paid more than Brandon Ayuk and less than Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb. But there is a sweet spot for what Terry McLaurin should make, and the Commanders can afford it, and they need to get a deal done. The reason I think there's been this holdout on this deal getting done is between probably a couple decimal points of $29.5 million a year versus $30 a year. And how over 3 years that looks like $90 million or $91.5 million or $92 million. And I think that all will be solved before July 22nd. So will Terry McLaurin be there at the start of training camp? I say absolutely yes. I know how much he means to Washington. I know how much the Commanders front office understand how much he means to this team. I don't think there's any chance that a deal does not get done. Will they have to maybe throw a fourth year in there to sweeten the deal? Maybe. Or could it be a two-year deal, but instead of 2 years, $60 million, it's 2 years, $65 million, right? Give him that extra $5 million spread over 2 years so he can feel like he's in a conversation of the top 10 wide receivers in football. You've got to protect Terry's future, but you've also got to protect your team's future. And so I don't think you want to do a four-year, $120 million deal. But the three-year 90 to three-year 93, that's the sweet spot right there. And I believe wholeheartedly a deal will get done by July 22nd. Are you nervous? 833-804-0910. Stubb, we are 2 weeks away from training camp, and your number one weapon for a team that the expectations are to win 10 games to get back to the postseason is not in the building. Are you worried?
No.
Or is it getting done?
It's getting done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it's almost like it's a nothing burger of a story to me until training camp starts and he's not there.
I agree. I think for now, they're talking. It's not like he's missing anything. We know he's still going to be working out on his own. We'll get there.
Yeah, we will get there for sure. And all eyes, when we get there, will be on Jaden Daniels to see if he can build off of that unbelievable rookie season where he leads the team to the conference championship game. And I think a part of why Jaden was able to have so much success right away is that he had to earn it. And this goes to Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, treating him like a normal guy. It wasn't like Ron Rivera, who anointed Sam Howell the starting quarterback after like a 19-16 win over the Cowboys, right, in a meaningless game. That was stupid. Jaden was the number two overall pick and a Heisman Trophy winner, and he got to training camp, was the backup to Mariota. He got to preseason, he was the backup to Mariota, right? Then he earned the starting job in that first preseason game. And a big part of his success in my mind was that he had to earn it and that he had a great veteran to help him in Marcus Mariota. And Marcus Mariota actually just went on Oregon Ducks radio and was asked about coming back to Washington. He had this to say via Spectrum News. Marcus Mariota said, quote, "For me, it was one of those things hard to pass up. And you want to go somewhere where you're wanted." And they were very adamant that they wanted me back for another year. He said, "I love Coach Dan Quinn and just offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury and the offense. And for me, it was like a no-brainer to stand here 11 years in. Very, very few people get an opportunity to do that." He's talking about going to a place where he's wanted. And he certainly was wanted to return here in Washington. He went on to say, quote, "So I'm thankful for that every day and the ability to go into work and have fun. Just cut loose and have such a great room that makes it much better too. I'm just kind of having fun with it. Rolling with the punches. Whatever comes, if they need me, I'm ready to play. Otherwise, I'm here for Jay." I'm talking about Jaden Daniels. "And just making sure he's playing to the best of his ability." I mean, I love it. I love everything about that. That is what you want in your backup quarterback. "I'm here to play if you need me. Other than that, I'm going to help mentor Jaden Daniels. I'm here for Jaden, anything he needs." And so I loved Marcus Mariota coming back, and I felt like the offense kind of dodged a bullet because we've seen teams. Heck, we saw the Eagles when they got to the Super Bowl 4 years ago. They lost both their coordinators. Right, they lost their backup quarterback. They lost their quarterback coach. They lost everybody, right? Washington brought back everybody in the quarterback room, all of the coaching staff from that quarterback room, and the backup. Heck, they even kept Sam Hartman in the building. And then they bring in Josh Johnson because we know Hartman's just there to look good. They did right by Jaden Daniels to make sure that he can develop and take another step forward as a sophomore. I mean, I've been saying this all season long. All offseason. I've been telling Biff, clip this. Get it on TikTok. Adam Peters did his job. He did his job. He improved the offensive line. Give me a ding. He improved the offensive line. And we might not be talking about how much he improved the offensive line until we see it with our own damn eyes. But I think they could be an elite offensive line this year. He improved the wide receiver room with Deebo Samuel. He made a certain draft selection to help Cliff Kingsbury with an offensive tackle. And then to help him again with Jalen Lane. Adam Peters did his job to make sure the offense takes a step forward. Now I think it's up to Dan Quinn and his schemes to make sure the defense takes a step forward. Peters brought in a few guys defensively, drafted Trey Amos, brought in Will Harris, but Dan Quinn was hired to make the defense great again, and damn it, that's what he's going to have to do this year. He's going to have to focus all of his energy, let Cliff run the offense, let Marcus Mariota be into Jaden's ear. You and Joe Witt Jr., you focus on turning some of these average defensive players into stars. And the only way you can do that is with a great scheme. With a great scheme, Quan Martin could be a borderline Pro Bowler, as we saw that from Jeremy Chinn last year. With a great scheme, Bobby Wagner can still play at a high level because he's not going to be asked to cover sideline to sideline. That's what Frankie Louvu can do. With a great scheme, you could get 10.5 sacks from a guy people don't think is very good, like Dante Fowler Jr. Dante Fowler Jr. is not going to get 10 sacks on his new team. He got that because of the schemes ran by Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. And so hopefully they're able to do the same thing with Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, and the new guys on the defensive side of the ball. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. We got a lot still to get to on the show today. Washington Wizards Summer League roster was released. It's a championship roster in my mind. The Fast Break with AWOD, all things NBA. Lane Castadante to talk local sports, and Ben Strober on the NBA. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Got Stubb running the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer. I feel like I got to give Biff something to do when I see him playing a dumb little game on his phone. He's adding up all the numbers to equal 24.
2048.
He's some math genius over there, he is, Biff. Maybe he can go get me some lunch. I'm starting to work up an appetite right now. So let's try to pick something local, get him out, go get Stubb and me a snack here for the final hour of the show. But while we think about where to send Biff, I'm hungry. Might as well do an impromptu dude food here on AWOD Radio.
Dude food.
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food?
The most delicious food you've ever tasted.
Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop.
He loves food.
Dude food.
All right, Stubb, here's what I'm thinking. We send Biff into his little car, his little DeLorean, and send him to Shake Shack, where he can buy himself something, spend $10, and you get a free chicken sandwich.
Oh.
All right? All month long, use the promo code CHICKENSUNDAY and get a free chicken sandwich when you spend $10 every Sunday. Damn it! It's only every Sunday. That's where they got you. You know what?
Almost.
I skimmed it. That's why you read the full article before you go on air. Darn it. But I actually have heard good things about their chicken sandwich. They've got the smoky classic barbecue chicken, Carolina barbecue chicken with fried pickles, avocado bacon chicken, and chicken bites. Have you gotten the chicken before at Shake Shack?
No. I think I've been to Shake Shack once. I don't even know I got a shake. That's because I went.
I haven't had the shake
They don't have a combo meal. You have to buy everything separately, and nothing peeves me more than that.
Well, here's the other thing. The burgers do not fill you up.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
You have to buy the fries with it, and then you've spent $20.
Yeah.
On like
I got the double burger.
Ridiculous.
Finished it, and I was like still hungry.
Yeah, it's pretty small. I got one after a Capitals game one time. I was like, well, where's the rest of the
food? Where's the rest of my meal?
I haven't been back after one.
I will give them. I do like their cherry peppers. They've got like the red peppers are pretty spicy.
Okay.
Those are good. So I'm not a Shake Shack hater, but they were in the news today. Also, McDonald's spicy McMuffins.
Ooh, I had this.
I'll go
up.
Get that right now.
It hit
They're
the menu today.
They're not out yet.
Well, it's a little past breakfast time.
I don't care. It's breakfast all day, every day.
Do they do that? That's a.
They cut it off at 10:30.
Yeah, I think Wendy's does.
If you go between 10:30 and 11, sometimes they will still get you breakfast.
Yeah, Wendy's is all day.
The Egg McMuffin is turning 50, and to celebrate, McDonald's is bringing in the heat to go along with the hot weather.
Yes, please.
They're adding a spicy McMuffin sandwich. So what would come on that? Is that sausage?
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
Spicy sausage McMuffin with egg and cheese.
Spicy goes better with chicken.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
But spicy sausage is not bad. Don't sleep on like an Italian sausage sandwich.
Sure,
you know?
Like a jalapeno sausage.
But
yeah.
I do love the egg cheese sausage combo. Not on the English muffin though.
Yeah, McMuffin's my third tier.
I would take the biscuit. I would even take the McGriddle.
Yeah, it's a biscuit.
Love
griddle.
The pancake McGriddle thing. And I might even take like a bagel over a McMuffin.
You know me too. Yeah,
My dad used to get English muffins as a kid. You'd never see me go into that drawer.
No,
absolutely not.
I'd take Wonder Bread over that.
Yeah, the biscuit is just so much better. I'm from the South here. I'm not from Britain.
But I love the way they do the McGriddle pancake, like the pancake sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's so good.
I don't know how they do that. That thing is fantastic.
You know where I went for the first time on Sunday? Pearly's in Richmond, downtown. A very famous deli downtown. And it was so good. I got the veal schnitzel with potato latkes, matzo ball soup. They had this unbelievable French toast as well. It's in this area downtown that I feel like I have not ever been to, in between like 1st Street and 2nd Street off of Grace Street. I feel like I go Broad, Marshall, Lee Street area. I don't feel like I go much to the Gray Street. I think it's because it's like pretty close to campus.
Yeah, that's hard to park.
But I was kind of exploring that whole area. Went to Hotel Green for some expensive mini golf. Never worth it, but it's fun.
It's okay. Oh, I've seen that. Someone's like it's in a hotel.
It's in a former hotel. Yeah.
That looks dope. I don't live in the city for this month, so I've been missing local food.
Yeah.
That's been brutal.
So what is the Stubb living situation this month?
I sleep in at my parents' house for the month
because you signed a lease for August.
August 1st. Yeah.
With all your best friends.
Yeah.
How many people in the
three.
House?
Well, there's four of us.
So
three
four.
Friends.
Telling you, that was like my goal after college. Moving into a house, my four best friends. Because then the pregame's there. Then you invite over all the girls.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, y'all want to play beer pong?
The location's perfect, too. We're like 2 blocks south of Sticky Rice and like that area of the fan. So it's location's perfect. I really can't
I feel
wait.
Like you have never had a sticky rice night out because you're young and you went to High Point for college.
Yeah, I don't really. The only place
you've got to experience karaoke at Sticky.
I do miss
the Sticky Rice right when they're now. All standing on the table singing and dancing, and they smash the gong. Somebody says it's
no,
their
it's,
birthday.
It's lit though. Shout out to my parents though. Great roommates.
Really? Oh, really? Are they? So are they serving you breakfast?
No, they leave way before
I do.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So what is your interaction with your parents like? Now, you have not lived with them for probably 6 years,
right?
6 years,
yeah. I mean, like a month out of college before I moved in, I lived with them.
Right.
But otherwise, no. I mean, we saw F1 together.
Yeah.
I try to be there for dinner, but it's not
are
that
you, like,
common.
Are you counting the days so you can get out and live your own life again?
Of course not.
Not have to deal with curfew.
Of course not. My mom listens to the show. Right. Of course I'm not.
Has she ever said, Stubby, will you come home? It's getting dark.
No, but it has been tough when she asks me what my plans for the week are, and I'm a real go-with-the-flow kind of person.
That's so real.
So that's been a struggle.
Are you dealing with that with your parents now?
Yeah, well, with just everybody. Well, my parents, I've lived with my parents. I've never not lived with my parents besides college.
Right.
So they asked
me. But you got a little bit of a taste of it at a High Point.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love it. Yeah, I love my parents. Don't get me wrong. Like, I will, like, my mom makes me breakfast and dinner and all that stuff. Like, shout out my mom. But, like, when they ask me, like, what I'm doing this week, I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know
how good it feels to get up out of bed, not make the bed, and then not have to worry about mom saying, Biff, you didn't make the bed.
It's more clean up your trash in your room. That's what I
really?
Get. Yeah, I have a bunch of LaCroix cans in my thing. And she's just not happy with that.
I do my best. My mom can weigh in if she's listening, but I try to be courteous.
So
I'm really never there.
Did you move back in to your childhood bedroom?
Actually, no.
Because they probably turn that into like a study
still,
or something.
It's kind of a guest room. I'm in, because it's just a bigger room, I'm in the office/Peloton room.
Okay.
That we have a bed in. Uh-huh. So it's really, it's a like a huge room.
But you like have fully moved in there. So like your Nintendo Switch is in there.
My Nintendo Switch. Half of my stuff is in a storage facility.
Okay.
Right now, because there's no point in moving literally
so
everything.
What if all your friends decide? Did they all, like, we're moving home for a month?
No, I was the only one that was a month off.
Oh, okay.
So that's why. And it worked out because I'm the only one with parents in the area. So I was like, okay, I can work this out.
All right. Well, you've totally hijacked Dude Food. Let's get back to Domino's, adding three things to a secret menu. You guys, listeners of this show know I am the biggest fan of secret menus. I have been for a long time, ever since I worked for Grant and Danny. Danny Ruye sent me to Panera to get the hummus power bowl from the secret menu. Blew my mind. I walk into Panera, I felt like a god saying I want something off the secret menu. Then I went to, like, the next week was on a secret menu high. I went to Chipotle, got the quesarito off the secret menu.
Well, there's the Torchy's not-so-secret-secret menu that they hand to you.
The Subway secret menu item of the chicken pizziola that came out when they first opened. They have then said, we're going to stop doing that, only serving meatball subs. But you can get a meatball sub with chicken instead of meatballs. That's the chicken pizziola. It's pretty damn good.
Now I'm going to have to go to Chipotle or something, man.
All right, so let's get to the Domino's secret menu.
Okay.
All right. The undercover stars of the summer from the Domino's secret menu. Rachel's Sweet Buffalo, Spencer's Garlic Parm Bonanza, and Hannah's Alfredo Veggie Melt. So Rachel goes, I got to figure out why they're naming it after just the most basic names ever, but all right, go ahead, Domino's. Rachel goes with a bold pepperoni, bacon, pineapple, and hot buffalo sauce on a New York style crust.
That sounds really
That's like
good,
a 6
actually,
out of 10. I don't like the pineapple. Spencer is bringing the savory heat with banana peppers and sausage over a garlic parm base. That's my winner. And then Hannah is keeping things creamy. You go, Hannah, with green Alfredo sauce. Gonna need to see a photo of that.
Yep.
That sounds disgusting. Green Alfredo sauce, spinach, feta, and more veggies. So that's immediately a no for me,
dog. It depends on the veggies.
Yeah,
if we're talking like peppers and onions, I'm in.
I mean, yeah, but on pizza, I need a meat.
Yeah, no, dude, I love a pepper onion.
I like a pepper onion, but then also throw sausage on there, too. Or pepperoni, or bacon. Mm. Ooh, yeah. Onion, mushroom, bacon is a good combo. All right, I'm going with Spencer here.
Yeah,
now, the pineapples threw me off on Rachel's.
Yeah, that's the thing. You say garlic, and I'm probably going to be in.
Yeah. Also, I'm also just a very simple Simon. Like, I just like
don't Simple
like,
Simon.
I don't. I'm not a big like extravagant pizza. Like put sauces on my pizza.
You just do what you say.
Yeah.
You just Simon says. Yeah. So tell us why you love Domino's so much because we all wanted to slap you when you said you hadn't tried Benny's
or anything
know,
in Richmond.
You don't know
local.
Belmont, but you love Domino's. So why is Domino's for you?
Because it's the ultimate college kid pizza.
No,
like,
I
thought yes. Papa John's was the ultimate college.
Benny, I mean, I went to Tech, so Benny's was the college pizza for me. But
you come to High Point for a weekend and tell me that Benny's like because like there's nothing around. So like
I've heard that if I come to High Point, I need to eat at the steak restaurant and not get pizzas.
That is true, but you can't. It's hard to get to that restaurant. I promise you. Like March Madness season comes. Your boys are all watching March Madness.
Yep.
Order of Domino's pizza. There's a giveaway. You get one free pizza. Now it's just you and your boys smacking on some pizza watching March Madness.
The idea and the setting is great, but give me Papa John's or please give me something local. Give me a Marco's. It's not like that's like
Marco's.
A chain still. I'd take it.
I'd be great. Right? What's the Bottoms Up? Bottoms Up's good.
Bottoms Up's great.
Yeah. Just your obsession with Domino's, though.
It's so good.
It shows your age.
That's a once every other month trip.
He's just obsessed with the $9.99.
I'm going to get that tonight, probably. Huh? I'm probably going to get it tonight now. Genuinely. I'll send you all a picture.
Thinking about it.
Post it on the fans' Twitter. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, we've got NBA Summer League action underway from Vegas. The Stars are out and about in Vegas, and I always love Summer League because it's your opportunity to see the rookies, and they're going to get playing time. They're not going to come off the bench. They're going to start in Summer League, and it does feel like almost like a college basketball season extended, another postseason. We'll get to see VCU's own Max Scholga for the Boston Celtics. We're going to see former VCU Ram Jameer Watkins for the Washington Wizards. Cooper Flagg will suit up for the Dallas Mavericks. You already saw Ace Bailey in action. I feel like, and this show dedicates a lot of months to college basketball. If you're a college basketball fan, Summer League is for you. Biff's over here. He's a College Hoops fan. I know he's locked in, and I told you yesterday, I think the Washington Wizards have a Summer League championship roster. It's time to break it down here on The Fast Break with AWOD, all things NBA.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league.
Got it!
We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So there was Summer League action last night with the Thunder over the Sixers and the Jazz over the Grizzlies. There will be action today, Summer League for the Utah and the California Classic, as we wait for the Vegas Summer League tournament to begin on Thursday, and the Washington Wizards will have their first game on Friday against the Phoenix Suns. And I am so fired up for this Summer League roster. I think it's a championship roster, and I'll tell you why right now. Washington has made 9 first-round picks over the last 3 years when you consider the trades and the players that they've acquired. This roster is stacked. It's loaded with high-level college basketball experience and young NBA experience. So I'm going to go through the roster right now. Biff, you can chime in on the names that you know of here. Leaky Black played at UNC, was on the Capital City Go-Go last year. He's an interesting talent. Like, I always thought this dude is athletic as hell.
I forgot that Leaky Black was a basketball player, to be honest with you. I remember him at UNC, but he was a great defender at UNC. So seeing him on the roster, I'm like, oh, because I know we got offensive scoring, and now you got Leaky Black as a defender. I'm excited.
Bub Carrington will be on the roster. Last year's rookie of the year for the Wizards. In my mind, he exploded onto the scene, and now we'll get an opportunity as the team's starting point guard. Aktola Gok is a forward down low, played for the Capital City. Keyshawn George, last year's one of your draft picks. 6'7", can shoot. I expect him to be in the starting lineup. Keyshawn Gilbert out of Iowa State. This is a solid player at Iowa State.
Good.
Like
really
a good college talent. A.J. Johnson, who Washington traded for last year, came from Milwaukee and was like a big piece, big young piece in the lineup. So he'll be probably in that starting lineup or one of the main players. Trey Johnson out of Texas. He's got to be the guy that you're most excited to see play.
Yeah, for sure. Especially a guy who could score the ball like he can. I want to see how he can translate that 20 points per game in college, how he can translate into the NBA because it's a completely different game. But I'm super excited for him.
NBA champion Dylan Jones, who they just traded for from the Oklahoma City Thunder, was a second-round pick. Zeke Mayo out of Kansas. Jonathan Pierre out of Belmont, good mid-major prospect. Kadari Richmond out of St. John's was
big.
A stud.
Yeah, big guy, big guard, too. He's a great rebounder for his size.
Really good
well.
Defender as
really
well.
Really good defender.
Will Riley, who they drafted out of Illinois at number 21 overall. Liam Robbins, who was on the Bucks roster last year. Alex Saar and Jameer Watkins. I mean, for Summer League, that is everything that you can ask for. I mean, what is that, like 15 names there? Like, four of them have already had high-level NBA experience. This past year, Bub Carrington, A.J. Johnson, Keyshawn George, and Alex Saar all got to play meaningful minutes.
Yeah, and I think they all started at least one or two games. Like, they've started, and that's insane.
To have them on a summer league roster. Jameer Watkins, Will Riley, Trey Johnson, this year's draft picks, and then these other undrafted guys like Leaky Black and Kadari Richmond. They're like they played P5 college basketball. Like they're studs.
The thing about it, what I like about this is it's like almost like they built this team. You would think because they got great scoring, and then you bring in Leaky Black, Kadari Richmond, those defenders, those go-to guys who get on who are hard-nosed defenders. It's like this team's like perfectly built for a championship. In the Summer League, obviously.
Summer League doesn't matter, and nobody cares about that trophy, but it gives us something to watch for. I'm excited, and I actually put my money where my mouth is. Would you be interested in making a $10 investment stub in the Washington Wizards Summer League roster? If they win it all, that $10 would turn into $100.
Oh,
this is an actual, like...
I placed the bet last night. $100 to win $1,300. I'm asking you right now. You want to make a $10 investment? I'll throw you $100 when they win the title. I'm telling you right now, I think it's a great, great bet to make. It's a super summer sweat.
So
that's what that is. It's summer league. Who gives a crap about summer league?
Yeah, I don't know enough about the summer league to understand this bet.
Nobody that's an all-star is going to play.
Yeah.
Nobody that's usually a starter is going to play.
Is it? I heard four games. Is it that and then a tournament?
And then a tournament, yeah.
Okay.
Round robin style, and then it will turn into a tournament at the end, yeah. I mean, the Wizards have made the championship before when they had Otto Porter and Glenn Rice Jr. I believe they lost the championship that year. But the last, like, most years we don't have a very good summer league roster. This is just a weird year where we've got our three picks from this year, our three picks from last year. We've got young talent on the roster. I mean, look, we don't have a top five pick. All right, that's the truth. The top five picks are going to play in the summer league. We had the number six overall pick. But these other teams don't have their three rookies from the previous year. Like, I think Bub Carrington could be your summer league MVP.
Yeah.
I think Alex Saar could be one of your summer league most improved players. And he's going to get an opportunity. I'm all in. And I'll admit, it's a summer super sweat. I'm just giving myself an extra juice, an extra reason to watch Las Vegas Summer League action in the middle of the day throughout the next 2 weeks. But I legit believe in this Wizards roster. I really do.
Are you rooting for a sweat in the regular season?
No. I mean, like, playoffs? No. The thing is, the regular season, the team needs to have one of the worst records in basketball to keep their
bottom
pick.
Bottom eight. Yeah.
But for this Summer League, go out and ball. Go out and have fun. Go out there and try to win games. This is not going to be a fun regular season. This is the most excited I've been for a summer league probably since we had Otto Porter, Glenn Rice Jr. Oh, you remember that year?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm super excited, man. This is going to be fun. It's going to be like the basketball that you want to see. It's a lot of scoring, hard-nosed defense, and
guys that I believe can actually make the roster and play.
Yeah.
Like, Not just like Keyshawn George, Bob Carrington, and not just Trey Johnson from this year. Like Will Riley and Jameer Watkins. And that's the other thing. I think they've put together a hungry roster because everybody on that Summer League roster should feel like they have a shot to make the regular season roster. Because it's not like it's the it's the Summer League roster for the Oklahoma City Thunder, right? You just won a title. Or it's the summer roster for the Indiana Pacers. They were just in the finals. It's the summer roster for one of the worst teams in basketball that's having all of their young talent on the court together and a chance for them to develop some chemistry, develop on the court, maybe win some games. I'm giving myself a Summer League Super Sweat. $100. I already placed it to win $1,300. I'm asking you if you want to make that $10 investment. That's all I'm saying.
I already did.
Look at this kid.
Just signed up for FanDuel.
My God. I got him under my wing. He's got an issue. Hey, sign up for ESPN Bet next time, though. Promo code AWOD. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Are you excited for Washington Wizards Summer League action in Vegas?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, here with you live and local on a Tuesday, July 8th. And as we cruise through the summer, it's not much going on in the sports world except for Major League Baseball and the Nats with a major shakeup yesterday, Sunday night, moving on from Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo. And with not much going on in the sports world, it is time to get out and go back to the movie theaters. We talked about it earlier. F1 is supposed to be fantastic. Stubb, what was your official review?
3.5 out of 5. The racing
stuff. Could it get pushed up to a 4?
The stuff that isn't racing is so mediocre.
Really? But even though it's making all this money, you don't want to move it up to a 4?
No, it didn't do anything life-changing, like, as a story.
Okay.
And I can only go so high off of entertainment value alone.
Okay. Everybody should go out and see F1. I'm excited for Superman. It does feel like there's going to be some real blockbusters this summer. I still haven't seen Sinners. Need to see that. And so I wanted to bring up this story right now about Nintendo on Netflix.
Netflix. The best of streaming services. TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
All right, so Nintendo is looking to adapt more games into film and TV. They smashed the animated movie scene with their Super Mario Bros. Movie. In terms of it made a lot of money, I didn't like it at all. To be honest with you,
as
was
fan,
not a fan.
As a lifelong fan of Mario, I was like, this is fun.
Did you?
It's not a good movie, but I was having a good time.
maybe I'm more of a fan of Smash Bros. Than Mario, but I'd love for that to happen. Anyway, during a recent financial call, Nintendo president revealed that they cannot discuss plans beyond the Legend of Zelda movie right now, but that they are deeply involved in production for a sequel to the Super Mario Bros. Movie, a Legend of Zelda movie, and other movies, maybe Kirby, Animal Crossing, Metroid, which I've never heard of, but other massive game franchises. What do you think about that?
You haven't heard of Metroid. Metroid would be the most interesting one, because that's like space alien shoot.
Okay.
Samus is like the cool orange robot lady in Smash.
I mean, I did enjoy the Pokemon movie when it came out when I was a kid.
Fun. Oh, the animated one. I thought you were talking about Detective Pikachu.
No, that one was awful.
Yeah.
When the animated movie came out as a kid, and all Mewtwo was the bad guy. I mean,
no, that's a good movie.
It was awesome.
They've made like 30 cents.
Yeah.
And
I didn't think Pikachu Detective was good.
No.
But what else would you be excited for? For me, I think Super Smash Bros. Is the top of my list.
Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome. Zelda is the thing I care most about, I think, in all of this.
I do love Young Link.
I'm down
he
for
is my
Zelda.
Character.
I don't see much interest out of anything Animal Crossing or Kirby. I think you could make a good alien-esque Metroid movie.
What about Donkey Kong? Have they tried that?
A movie-wise, no.
Because I feel
he
like there's
a,
some...
There was a really... If you look it up, he had a CG animated show that looked crazy back in the early 2000s.
Okay.
I think there was like a song every episode.
Really?
But I don't think it's super beloved.
They said it was Canada's greatest cartoon.
Good for them.
No, I would be excited for Donkey Kong. I'm trying to think, like, what were the games I played as a kid? I played Sonic a lot.
But those movies,
I didn't think the movies were very good.
Nah, dude, those movies rock.
No.
I love those movies.
Oh, God. And I like Jim Carrey. I don't think any of those were any good. How many have they made? Two or three?
They made three.
And they've got a fourth one coming?
Yeah.
Shadow Returns?
Something like that. I don't know.
I did play a lot of Sonic. You know what? Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, that's Sony, so that's not Nintendo, but I rock with Crash.
Yeah. All right, so best Nintendo games to become a movie. What would you shoot out there?
Metroid would probably make the best movie if they do it well.
Mm-hmm. I would love Smash Bros. You know what was not a bad film? Was the Tetris movie, but
they
turned it into too much of like a Cold War movie.
Yeah.
It should have just been about the game.
They present it as real, but some crazy stuff happens in that movie that don't believe actually
Beth,
happened.
I got a movie for you. I thought this was one of the best movies of 2023. BlackBerry.
Never.
The story, you know about the BlackBerry, right?
Glenn Howerton.
You don't know about the BlackBerry phone?
Nope.
Dude, you're that young?
That's what?
Wait, really? Like, are you just... You joking with us here?
No, I have no idea.
You're doing a bit here?
No bit.
You ever seen this BlackBerry phone before? BBM? You ever heard of
I've
BlackBerry
seen it.
BlackBerry Mobile?
Seen it.
Really?
BlackBerry means nothing to you.
No.
Wow.
Except the food.
Dude, it was the coolest thing ever when my mom got a BlackBerry. I was like, my mom being a lawyer is actually cool. I get to play with a BlackBerry at night.
Nope.
All right.
Yeah. Got
anything you want to bring up on Netflix, Stub?
I've been in the theater a lot recently. Just last night, I saw the John Wick spinoff, Ballerina.
Yeah.
Starring Ana de Armas, and it is not as good as John Wick 3 or 4.
I didn't expect it to be good at all. So.
But it's another John Wick movie. There are some really fun action set pieces. The choreography, as always, is really good. Anything that isn't fighting is bad and uninteresting. But that just kind of par for the course. It's another John Wick movie. If you like them, you'll probably like this one, too. It's pretty fun.
I liked the first one. That was probably about it. I did want to bring this up. Scarlett Johansson actually passed, and we talked about her a couple weeks ago, passed Samuel L. Jackson on the highest grossing list. With the huge opening of Jurassic World Rebirth, she passed Samuel L. Jackson on the list of highest grossing actors in movie history. And I was looking at the list earlier today. What I love about the list is these are A-listers, A-listers. I mean, these are the biggest names in Hollywood, and it makes sense because they're making the most money. I'm going to read you the top 10. You tell me who's your favorite, all right? Chris Hemsworth, Harrison Ford, Bradley Cooper, Tom Cruise, Zoe Saldana, Tom Hanks, Chris Pratt, Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, and Samuel L. Jackson.
Probably Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
I
think it's Tom Hanks for me, not even close.
I think
I love Castaway.
Bradley Cooper is also a hit or miss. I think Bradley Cooper at his best is real fun to watch.
I do like Bradley Cooper, but what's like his best film recently? It's the one, The Star Is Born.
Recently, it's not Maestro.
No, I don't think the Bradley Cooper is so fantastic.
I like him a lot when he plays Rocket in the Guardians movies. I think
he's good as an animated.
He's good. He's a great
rodent.
He's fantastic at it. I think he's one of the best characters in those movies.
I did really like Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes, that was one I was going to come to. He's great in
and
that.
He's fantastic. Maybe the best in all of the Hangover movies. He makes those movies as much as Ed Helms is caking off of that, and Zach Galifianakis was the comedy. Those movies don't make money without Bradley Cooper being like the A-lister in it.
I like American Hustle. I think he's pretty fun in that as well. So I think he's had some good roles.
But yeah, Tom Hanks for me. What about you, Biff? I feel like you're quiet over here. Do you recognize these names?
Yes. All right. I would probably say Tom Cruise or Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Those are kind of my guys.
For Chris Pratt, what is it? You just loved him in Guardians?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did you ever watch
it? And Jurassic World.
Did you ever watch, what was it, 30 Rock? No,
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. He is great in Parks and Rec.
I have seen Parks and Rec. I haven't seen, like, the whole, I've seen, like, clips of it.
I actually was re-watching Guardians 3 because I didn't like it when I first watched it. I think it's better on a second watch. The first time I watched it, I realized why I didn't like it much. Because I didn't really like Rocket.
Dude, I love Rocket.
Whoa.
I don't think he's that cool. I don't know.
I think he's dope.
Awesome.
Well, have you seen the third one?
That's what I was just saying. I was rewatching the third one. The second time I watch it, I do start to develop more of an affinity for Rocket. But I've always been, I love Zoe Saldana. So I'm obsessed with Gamora.
We have a quote of you somewhere saying you love that she's green.
Yeah, I do. I love green.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what
you ever
love
seen
about her?
She-Hulk, dude? She's hotter when she's green too. she's got a huge ass when she turns into Hulk, also. But in terms of the Guardians, I think Chris Pratt's number one. Zoe Saldana, Gamora 2. I like Gamora's sister 3. I would probably go Drax 4. And I might even go Mantis 5 before I even get to the raccoon.
Rocket's number one.
He's definitely top 2. Definitely top 3.
Shows your age. You guys love a Bradley Cooper playing an animated character over Chris Pratt, the star of the movie. Or Zoe Saldana, the smoke show in green.
He's so funny.
Chris How Pratt is like a white bread of an actor. there's nothing going
potato
on there.
Bread?
Yeah, it's just nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's kind of surprising he's in the top 10 list.
But it's
because the Guardians movie
and the Jurassic World movies make so much money.
And they're so
bad. He was Mario in the Mario movie.
He was.
And that made
over a billion dollars. Which doesn't make any sense. He's got Italian background.
Nope.
My goodness. Shout out to Zoe for being in the top 10,
The bit always makes me laugh at Parks and Rec when they were filming it, and then Guardians came out, and he lost so much weight and got shredded, and they had to address it.
He used to be the chubby guy comedy
what happened?
In the corner.
He's like, I stopped drinking beer.
Yeah.
That's how they write it off.
You're listening to 8 Wide Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we went around the room, and we believe in the Washington Wizards Summer League roster. It begins on July 11th. Ben Strover covers the Wizards for Locked On Wizards. He'll join us next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.